Blog Talk Radio.
You'll be listening to Box Set here on GoldBoxMedia.com with your host.
If the laws of physics no longer apply in the future, God help you.
The oh-so sexy cat.
Oh, my breasts, they're really strong.
And the almighty bad.
It's simple. Just take the hydraulic spaceship emulator and attach it to the transdimensional proton particle emitter. Kaboom! New tower.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Box Sets here on CodeBoxMedia.com. Thank you so much for joining in, tuning in, and listening via podcast. Much appreciated, everybody. I am your fuzzy host, Bazile, or Baz. You can call me whatever you want. That's fine. And joining me in the e-virtual studio is my lovely co-host, Kat. Hello, Kat. How are you doing?
Hey, Baz, I'm doing good. And I won't tell everybody what I call you.
That's probably a good idea because that would be a bad thing. I, excuse me, apparently I have throat issues. You know, the intro with the guitar still does the wheel thing, and I notice it every time and it bugs the crap out of me. So, mental note here, I'm going to take a look at that and see if I can tweak it to not do the weird wow thing. It just bugs the hell out of me. Oh, boy. But, yeah.
Much?
What now?
I said OCD much?
Yes, I am OCD much a little bit sometimes. You know, I've noticed that it's just small things that I'm OCD on, but there's things that that drive my wife crazy. Like, I won't do the dishes for, like, 6 days, and then I get in big trouble. So, yeah. That's a bad thing. She's over there giggling to herself because she's like, it's so true. You're so terrible at doing the dishes. Anyway, Kat, how was your week? I know that we took a break last week, and you took a 2-week vacation 2 weeks ago. So how has that been for you, and how are things with you?
It's been a really busy week. You know, especially the trees are beginning to bloom around here, and I'm allergic to the little white poppy flowers, which are all over this damn place.
Oh, that's
fun. I've been dealing with the sneezing and the itchy, watery eyes, sore throat, runny nose, congestion type thing.
Mm-hmm.
On the same note, I've been, at the same time of trying to fight this stupid-ass cold, I'm preparing for my move because, you know, in April I'm going to be moving to Delaware. And
right.
I'm trying to clean out everything for a yard sale. And you don't realize how much shit you actually have.
No, it's ridiculous.
You know, myself especially, you know, I actually had clothes from when I was married 20 years ago.
Wow.
And, you know,
wow.
I'm just like, not that they will fit my fat ass anymore after having kids, but I guess I keep them as a woman thinking maybe someday I'll be 90 pounds again.
Yeah, good luck with that. There is absolutely no way that you will. No, I mean.
You don't. You just don't. I mean, it's just even if you don't ever have kids, even as a male, you don't. You as you get older, your body weight just tends to.
Oh yeah.
Become bigger, and it's not a bad thing. It's just you do as age, you know, kicks in. So, I don't know. I was just looking at him going, why? And I've got to sell these things now. And so.
Yeah, you know, I've honestly never cared about my weight at all. So I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I'll be 400 pounds by the time I die, whatever. But you know, I'll die eating fried Twinkies, and I'll be happy. So it's
all
good. It's okay. I don't mind. And, you know, as I'm, you know, I think the emperor is listening in here from the emperor's court, a wonderful guy. And he just messaged me and just went, wow, I could bench twice her old weight. So, you know what, buddy, picks or it didn't happen. So that's all I got to say to that one. But guys, you know, for those of you who are listening live, if you wish to call in and chat with us about whatever, please call in. You can call in via phone, Skype, Google Talk, whatever you actually use to get a phone line is 347-838-9713. So let's get some callers in. That would be wonderful. I like callers. Shrieks will take your calls and make sure that everything is A-OK and you're not a troll. because last time when Tryon was on our show, there was apparently people just calling in and screaming cuss words and hanging up. So just like, wow, that's wonderful. That's just ridiculous. So call in. Topics this week are going to be gaming music, Mass Effect 3, and Guild Wars 2, and anything else you guys really want to talk about. But the main topics we're going to be talking about this week is those three. Me and Kat have actually selected three songs apiece to kind of give you 30-second-ish clips of our songs that we listen to while we game or, you know, kill people or whatever. That sounds really horrible. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, we have our iPod in our ear while we assassinate people. That's great. Why not? But what games have you been playing there, Kat? Have you had a chance to, or have you just been so busy that you really haven't had the time?
I have on and off. They're really not the hardcore games that I'm really used to. In fact, this whole week, in the past couple of weeks that I haven't been on the podcast, I did a lot of what was called VGSS. And
okay.
I call that the video game soul searching mode. And basically it's me reminiscing of the old school days of the games that I actually really did enjoy, that I really got involved in, and you know, like Star Wars Galaxies, in Dark Age of Camelot. I did a lot of thinking about those type of games and really what mattered in those games and why I actually, you know, playing these games today, why I actually I'm still looking for the Dark Age of Camelot questing or PvP or anything like that in these new games that are out today that aren't being provided.
Right.
And I've been reading a lot on the internet as well on how people are still turning to Dark Age of Camelot in other games, trying to find that that PvP type atmosphere. It's been I would say about 15 years since that game's been out, and it's still a very good PvP game. And
right.
So, you know, so I've done a lot of that the past couple of weeks, and I haven't really played much. I did play a little of, shall I say it, The Sims 3. I know you guys are going to laugh because the type of person I am, but I did play a little bit of Sims 3 because I was getting frustrated in PvP on Star Wars The Old Republic, and I decided to create a family that I could kill and burn them up in
really
a fire
disturbing.
And not feel bad about it.
That's Violent really...
woman.
That's... I'm not sure how to... Moving on, everybody. So, how about that weather? It's great. Yay. You know, honestly, I do that all the time, though. It's so much fun to put them all in a pool and take away the ladder and watch them physically,
you know...
Yeah, furiously try and run around the pool going, holy crap, how do I get out of the pool without a ladder? And you are able to actually just climb out of the pool with your arm strength, but the AI is not that good, so that's okay. I'm trying to, like, honestly find anything to disagree with you on that point, and I can't, because I did enjoy Dark Age of Camelot a lot, but gosh, you know, I don't know. I think maybe Ultima Online maybe probably was the better of the two. Maybe it's just the nostalgia portion of it, or maybe it was just I don't know. There's really no words to kind of.
That was a good game too, though.
Yeah, it was, but I think that maybe it was more fun for me because it was one of the original ones, or it was the original one, excuse me, and it really wasn't perfected. It was just there, and I think that may be why I like it a little bit better. But then again, you know, the differences between Ultima Online and Dark Age Camelot is just so vast, because one was a point-and-click type of thing, and the other one was a actual 3D rendered game. So, I don't know. Do you think that if Ultima Online came back today in the 3D rendered portion of the game graphics, do you think that the if the game was just ported but just updated, you think that that would be like the end all, the tell all MMO?
You know, it's hard to say. I think for somebody like you and I and old school players, I think it would be, and it would be nice because we were pretty much raised on these type of games that graphics didn't matter. It really, the game enthralled you. I mean, graphics matter now because we know what graphics can do, but back then that was awe inspiring. I mean, that was the game of all games because of
right.
the way it was, and it just enthralled you into the storyline and seeing other people online. So nowadays people are overestimating graphics. I mean, if they see something online and they say, oh my God, the graphics look so cool in this game. Graphics are nothing if the game isn't going to keep you. It's not going
right.
to hold you. So,
right.
I mean, I think people look at games totally different now than they did back then. And that's the difference between players like you and I who are playing now than they are back then, if
right,
that
right.
makes
and,
sense.
Yeah, you know, just to clarify, the 2D thing I was talking about is the not the actual MMO, I'm sorry. The Ultima Online did have a 3D engine. I was just yelled at by a certain someone who shall remain nameless. For incorrectly giving out false information. So, my apologies.
You liar.
I know. I try. And I'm not sure if our listeners are hearing any crackle or anything when either me or Kat talks. I think it is a Blog Talk Radio issue, and we will work to get that fixed as soon as possible. But, Kat, every time you are talking, you're, like, gargled, which is weird. So, I have no idea. It's maybe my hamsters aren't running fast enough for the internet. That's probably the reason. So, I don't know. Oh, well. But Mass Effect 3 is coming out in, what, 3-4 days? It comes out the 6th, right?
6th, yes.
Okay, so it comes out in 3 days, technically 2 if you count the midnight release. And I know, Kat, that you are just, like, giddy over giggles for that. And it... I was, too, until I found out that EA is going to milk the crap out of the very last title. So I was like, oh, wonderful, this is great. So I'm unfortunately not going to be buying the game. My reasons behind this are, at its core, pretty simple. I don't believe in what they're doing to make extra money off the game, so I'm not going to be supporting what they're doing by not purchasing the game. And, you know, there are a lot of people that, like, have gotten really legitimately pissed at me. And most of their arguments has just been really kind of silly. I feel that a lot of the people that are buying the game don't really care and just want the story, which is fine. I completely understand that. I'm 100% understanding that you don't, you know, what companies do make the game actually go out is really not something you care about. But I do, so if any game does this, I'm not going to be buying it. Like, if Star Wars did this, I wouldn't have bought it. If Guild Wars 2 ends up doing this, I'm probably not going to buy it, or play it for that matter. I believe that if there is content in a game that is already there, it should be available for everybody. Now, if it's with the Collector's Edition, that's great. But make the content available to everyone if it's not included in the collector's edition. Not, hey, we're going to give you some DLC for, what was it, Mass Effect 3, there we go. Lost my train of thought there for about 4 seconds. That was not cool. And I don't, Kat, am I making any sense or am I just kind of jarbling here?
Well, why don't you go ahead and explain what they're actually doing?
Okay, cool. Good idea. So what they're doing is, in a nutshell, not to get into a lot of detail, they are using different platforms, different games, different genres of media to give you extra content if you own these. So say if you own a $500 iPad, you get extra content in multiplayer. And that's the only way you can get it, is if you own a really, really expensive piece of equipment. I'm just like, wait, what? Now, yes, it's not important because it's not going to affect the main story, but for those of you who are like myself and enjoy multiplayer and enjoy looking different, et cetera, and not being able to get that because I don't own a certain piece of technology is, I think, extremely, extremely stupid. And there's one DLC that's going to be like the DLC launch day. And it's a pretty important, I think, a lot of people think, a pretty important piece of the pie or the puzzle, where the story includes a, spoiler alert here, Prothean, an actual live Prothean in the actual story. And you can only get it if you purchase this DLC. And I'm just like, why is this not in the game? They're like, well, blah, blah, blah. Stupid reason this, stupid reason that. So for that reason, I'm not going to be purchasing Mass Effect, because they're trying to stretch out content, and they're trying to stretch out the actual money making process to the point of, okay, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, if people have pre-ordered Battlefield 3 way back when and used their little pre-order code for the Mass Effect 3 demo thing, early access, they get something even specialer. Suit of armor or something that looks like a modern soldier from Battlefield 3. So, and that's the only way you can get that is if you pre-order Battlefield 3, and you can't do that anymore because I don't know. Am I being too cynical here? Is this something that maybe I'm overreacting to, or is this something that is not a legitimate business model? But again, it is a legitimate business model because they're going to make extra money. And from a business standpoint, that makes complete sense. But from a consumer and a gamer standpoint, I don't support it at all. Kat, thoughts?
First of all, if you get this downloadable content, you have to purchase it. Am I correct?
Yes.
Or is it free?
No. Unlike the Mass Effect 2 DLC, where you had the code for the Cerberus network and you got a bunch of free DLC because you actually bought the game and all this content was, they finished it before the game launched, and they're like, hey, we're going to give this to everyone for free. Keep
right.
in mind, this is before BioWare was merged with EA. So this is not BioWare's fault. I can't place any blame on BioWare at all, which sucks. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm not sure how to correctly word this. It sucks because it's not BioWare's fault, because if I wanted to blame a game company, I would rather blame BioWare than anybody else, because BioWare usually fixes things right away. And they're like, okay, well, the community is outraged about something, so we're going to fix it. And they've done that countless times. But because it's not BioWare's fault, we're all screwed. So,
right.
Yeah.
No, I see where what you're getting at with it. I think that the way they're going about it is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They, in order for me, for instance, if I have an iPhone or an iPad, I would be able to purchase this downloadable content, which in turn would give me benefits or a boost to my in-game multiplayer status or whatever in-game. Am I correct on that? That's what they're trying to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I don't have an iPad or an iPhone, I cannot download this content or even been giving an option to download it, per se, through Origin,
mm-hmm.
in order for me to have that bonus in-game. So
right.
They're basically kind of feeding off those people who actually have these extra little goodies,
mm-hmm.
To make more money.
Yeah.
Is that basically how it works? I think it's wrong how they're doing that, because it gives you a boost in game to a multiplayer or, you know, type type game. That
right.
would be the same as saying I can go outside of World of Warcraft and purchase money so that I can buy this gear off of the AH that will give me a advantage in the battlegrounds.
Yeah,
pretty much
pretty
the same
much.
Thing.
Yeah, pretty
right.
much.
Pretty much the same thing. However, I don't mind them doing that if they had offered an option to people who don't have this type of equipment or can't afford it to download the content.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do think it's wrong on their part, or I should say I do think it's wrong on probably Electronic Arts' part, and don't quote me on this, everybody, because I don't know the background of it, but from the history of BioWare, I do not see them sucking the life out of people's wallets
right.
for this type of stuff, but I do see the history of EA doing this.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah. Big time.
So, yeah, I see where you're coming from as far as blaming EA for it and everything like that, or actually holding BioWare responsible but not blaming them for it. So I do see where that's coming in, but I do also know that if you have an iPhone in, say, Star Wars The Old Republic, and you get a security key you can buy from the security key vendor that other people can't buy, and you can only do have an iPhone. So,
yeah.
I mean, I...
Yeah, the... That's actually incorrect. You can as long as you purchase the authenticator, you can get the security vendor as long as you have the a security thing hooked up to your account.
Right. Okay. So then, you know, so that's okay. And I also know, since I have the iPhone, I know that you really can't buy this massive amount of gear that's going to help you out in PvP off a
yeah.
security vendor.
No, because the Star Wars stuff has. Really, really expensive mount that looks like crap. Some weird clothing
right.
that is not really important, and some companion customization stuff. That it's all cosmetic. Nothing is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, well, we're gonna give you an extra boost in so and so. So I'm just
right.
Oh, but it's just so frustrating. It's just as long as it's
no,
cosmetic
it
crap, I'm okay
mm-hmm.
with that. I'm 100% for cosmetic anything, but
right.
because. The DLC is, quote-unquote, buyable. That's a very huge part of the story. It's a Prothean, for goodness sakes. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you clearly don't know Mass Effect. So,
right.
I
understand your frustration. I mean, that is a valid frustration point. I mean, that's really, and I'm a PvP, you know, core here, and it would piss me off to go into multiplayer co-op mode and get my ass kicked by somebody who just had something because, you know, from a downloadable content that I couldn't get
right.
just because they are richer than I am and they can afford an iPad and I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
I mean,
so,
you know,
I understand that.
You know, and guys, quite honestly, if you guys disagree, please call in and just kind of tell us what we know. Or if you're listening via podcast, email us at boxheads@codeboxmedia.com. That would be awesome. I just
right.
– oh, my gosh. It's just – it's one of those things that pisses me off because I'm like, well, I've been a huge fan of the series for a long time. I mean, Mass Effect 1 came out in – wow, when did Mass Effect 1 came out? Let's look it up. Mass Effect 1 – I honestly don't even remember when Mass Effect 1. Let's go to Wikipedia here. Mass Effect 1 came out in 2007. So, yeah. Mass Effect 2 came out in 2010. So that's actually quite a long time of actually, you know, getting your series all the way up to this point. So, it's so frustrating. I am actually going to take a caller. We actually have a caller. I'm excited. Yay. Let me tell Shrig something in just a moment here. Kat, would you please keep talking?
And what am I supposed to talk about? Because you know me. I can't talk to myself. I actually have to have somebody to talk to. This is ridiculous. Just on a side note, though, I do want to mention that in doing my little virtual, my PC video game soul searching, I was able to kind of dig up some old videos and old trailers and so forth of Dark Age Camelot and mm-hmm. Star Wars Galaxies, and it really, even though the graphics, and I know that the graphics are totally different between then and now, there was some pretty badass people out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They're,
oh my God,
they
yeah.
just, I mean, you could literally take a character and these people could make them God.
Oh yeah. The skill level for that crap is just amazing. I just, we will actually get to that in just a moment. I actually want to take the caller and, kind of get his thoughts. Hello, sir, Emperor, you are on the air live here at, Codevox Media. Thank you so much for calling in, sir. There we go. Okay, it works. There we go. It works now. Hello, sir. How are you? It's not working.
Well, I can hear you. You can't hear me.
Okay, there we go.
Got you.
It's problem
online troubleshooting at its best.
I know, right? It's awesome. Sorry, the switchboard decided to mute you 5 times for some random reason. So
you should kill that switchboard.
I should. In the name of the Emperor, we shall smite thee. Everyone, for those of you who don't know, this is a old friend of mine. He has been doing radio and esports casting for so long, so many years.
Wow, make me sound old. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're not that old.
Sure.
I mean,
no, I'm not.
Well, hey, come on.
You know
what?
My birthday was yesterday, though, so happy birthday to me.
Yes, well, happy birthday to you, sir. I mean, you are now one year long in your trials and tribulations of life.
One step closer to the grave.
Yeah, pretty much. But you can't die. You're immune to that, I thought, aren't you? I mean, didn't you seal some pact with some weird person
no,
way
I
down?
I told you not to tell anybody about that.
Oh,
so you
crap,
go on the radio
right.
and you tell them all about the deal I cut with Satan. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. For those of you who don't know who this wonderful person is, he does a radio show over at VW Production. Hey, you are a wonderful person, sir. He does a radio show over at VTWProductions.com, The Emperor's Court. It's a wonderful show. I would highly check it out. He actually comes back tomorrow, 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah, we're back off of hiatus tomorrow. That's right.
Yes. So very excited. I would definitely listen in on to his show as well. But you wanted to talk about Mass Effect 3. According to our skull screener, yeah, whatever. And what is your topic, and what did you want to say?
You're really scraping the bottom of the barrel when you get Shrigs to be the call screener.
Hey, you want to know what? He does a pretty good job.
He can hear that. That's one reason I tell him. A couple of things really come to mind, and this controversy is kind of blowing up. As days crawl by here, it's getting kind of bigger. And we've seen something like this before a bunch of times. We'll probably cover it tomorrow on my show, too. But you had an interesting discussion. I wanted to jump in here. A couple things come to mind. The first thing is, this is not the first time people have called for a boycott against a company because they decided to do something that was in the best interest of their company. And when you get mm-hmm. right down to it, this is capitalism at its finest. If you want all the content, you're going to pay more. Now, people can go out there and they can scream at the top of their lungs. They can rattle their sabers and wave their pitchforks in the air and say, we're going to boycott your company. We're not going to buy your product. But it's a damn lie.
Right.
You know it. Cat knows it, and I know it. Whatever midnight release they're going to have for Mass Effect 3, which is the final game in this franchise, people are going to be lined up out the door. And they're going to play the first game. Play the game, and they're going to love it. And they're going to
right.
play a couple of missions for the expansion. They're going to like that. Then they're going to go to and drop $10 for the DLC. They're not going to like it. They may moan and whine about it. But when you get right down to it, they're going to pay. They always do.
Yeah.
I mean, look how many boycotts have been threatened for Blizzard because of one thing or another. Because they're bleeding the customers dry. Because you pay. They wouldn't do it if people weren't going to pay.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, it's so true because people. Go ahead, Kat. Go ahead.
You know, it's not only in games as well. We're talking in the economy because look at during the holiday season how Target's employees wanted to boycott and Target and they didn't want to go in because they believed that it was, you know, around Christmas Eve and they shouldn't be open. They should allow their employees
right.
to spend it with
and
their families.
And on Thanksgiving and all that same thing.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly the same thing. Well, you know what? The people still went in. As much as they complained, they still wanted their money. They still wanted to get paid because you know what? There's somebody out there who would love to replace them and get put into their position, whether they were getting paid $5 or they were getting paid $10. Somebody
I don't know
else
that that's necessarily
do
the
it.
Best analogy to argue, Kat, but you're talking about a person's livelihood and job versus something that they do for it, which is basically
a
luxury.
Right. But the whole point of the matter is somebody else is going to be out there and they're going to do it. They're going to buy that $10 download code as much as you want to complain about or not. They're going to do it, and they're going to make
right.
millions of dollars off of the people who sit there and complain, and they're still going to do it.
And this is the beauty and also the ugliness of a free market system. Because you have something like this, and I guarantee, if enough people got together and said, we will not buy this DLC until they either give it to us free or they, you know, drop the price, if enough people got behind it, then BioWare, EA, everybody would stand up and take notes and say, hey, clearly we went a bridge too far, that these people are not happy, we pushed our luck, we tried bleeding and milking the cow a little too much,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they turn around and back off, but that isn't going to happen. I was telling Shriggs before I went on the air, and Baz, I don't know if you remember, and Kat, sorry, I'm not very familiar with you. I don't know if you played these kind of games, but Warcraft 3 back in the day,
mm-hmm.
when the expansion came out, when the Frozen Throne came out, it did not come with the Orc campaign, all right, which was promised to everybody when they bought the expansion. That was one of the key parts, to carry on the storyline. And then Blizzard came out later and said, well, you know, we're probably not going to do it. Well, enough people
right.
got mad, enough people forum-bombed and emailed, and decided to go ahead and actually do the campaign, and they gave it as a free update, free patch. Now,
yeah.
sometimes that does happen. When you have, you know, a forum writer, you do have enough people, like EVE Online, they've done that before. World of Warcraft, they've done it before. It can happen, but the problem is you need everybody behind it, or at least the majority behind your viewpoint in order for people to notice, in order for a company to say, okay, we've done too much, we pushed our luck, we'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem with this at this point is that they also have pre-release, you know, where you can buy it beforehand, collector's editions and so forth. So they're looking at the statistics of how many people have actually pre-ordered this. So they know that they have a lot of people who want to buy it. And beforehand, if you're talking about, let's say, a year down the road where they're going to have a downloadable content and then people, you know, say they don't want to do it and they have a lot of people, yeah, okay, then they may change their mind. But this is a pre-order, and people have already gone and put some money down on this. They know they're going to do it and they're going to buy it. So why not just try to suck them dry a little bit more?
That's an interesting point. That's a whole new dynamic, and I'm glad you brought that up, because now you have people that are on the hook who have actually committed money, some in stores, some online. If you do it in store, you could probably get your money back. But the bottom line is, you're right. They're looking at numbers. They see how many people are committed to actually buy the game. So they're doing the numbers in their head, figuring, all right, if a third of these people drop $10, because they're already going to buy the game, they're going to want every aspect of it, we're going to make X amount of dollars. That's a good point.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Right.
You know, like I said before, from a business standpoint, it makes perfect sense because they're trying to make as much money as possible before the series goes away. And, you know, I guess there's rumors circulating there's going to be a Mass Effect MMO. And we all know how Star Wars turned out. That's probably not a good idea. So I just, yeah, your points are just completely valid, and I agree with them 100%, like always, because you are very smart. So
ultimately, it's just, you know, it's the sound of the fury, everything signifying nothing, because nothing's going to come of it. It's just people bellowing at the storm, and it's not going to change it.
Yeah, EA doesn't care, unfortunately. BioWare does care. And
I don't think BioWare cares as much as you think. I think that they've gotten, and this is my perspective, that's just my take on it.
Right.
I think they've gotten as successful as they have, that they're starting to have like a Blizzard or a SquareSoft or a Square Enix
that's
type of look at it, saying, you're going to buy whatever we make. We don't really care.
Yeah, you know,
that's true.
that's actually an interesting point, because I think that they're starting to do that thing with the with Star Wars. Because you know, you've stated on your show a couple times that, you know, you're kind of MMO'd out, and I completely understand that. But,
well, you know, I've been playing them since Ultima Online, so
yeah,
you know, eventually you've seen everything. You know, and real people, you know, real men played Ultima Online. Nobody really played Dark Age of Camelot that had any skill.
Oh, hey, come on now. You cannot say that. That game was
really
good.
Absolutely, I can say it. I can say it, and I will stand by it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, everyone is entitled to their opinions here. But
I just happen to be right.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Well, it is true, Baz, that I completely understand your perspective, and I can see where it's very frustrating, especially if it happens quite often, but it's business, and that's
right.
Basically how it that's just what our economy is based on. And when as soon as a company sees that they're going to be able to make money from something, who would pass up that opportunity? That's just the way it kind of runs.
And every company is doing it. Every
yeah.
game that's sold on Steam has a DLC. You can go on World of Warcraft or a store and buy vanity pets. You can buy mounts. You can buy money. You can buy whatever. Every game coming out or currently out has DLC, whether it's free. That's usually Valve's shtick. They'll let you get stuff for free unless you want to buy a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to charge you something. And that, unfortunately, I think is just the way the gaming is going.
Well,
you know, the free and lows you were talking about earlier, it's not really free.
Yeah.
If you want anything decent, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, but, you know, with DLC, I don't have a problem with DLC. As long as it's, you know, six months down the road or maybe a year after the games come out, not on release. On release just kind of makes me feel, okay, well, shouldn't I get it if I'm already paying for the game when it's coming
right.
out?
You're absolutely
just,
right. And
I'm
it
just
doesn't
like,
make
wait,
a damn
what?
Bit of difference.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. It's just, oh, it's so frustrating. Oh well.
Then you know what? Then if you can't get enough people to do it, then you do it on your own. You stand on your own principles and say, you know what? I know this isn't right. This is not treating the loyal customers, you know, correctly. I will not buy the DLC.
Yeah, I mean, and I've gotten so much flack from a lot of my buddies who are like, well, I can't believe that. You're worrying about problems that aren't even significant. There's people starving in the world. And I'm just like, really? You're going to bring up that retarded argument? Yes, I understand
that
there's
well, that's
bigger...
Well, straw man argument that has nothing to do with the current discussion.
Yeah, I'm like, wait.
Wait a minute now. Should I eat or should I play video games? I don't think so. I'm playing video games.
Yeah, I mean...
There you go, see?
Come on. Priorities.
That way you can get back to that 90 pounds you were talking about earlier. Screw food.
Oh yeah,
a water diet.
Gosh, you know I've tried that. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. You save a lot of money, but man, water just does not fill you up like beer does. Beer's a better, much better diet.
I'm not a drinker. I'll still let you handle that.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
It was so nice meeting you. Really, I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, thanks, dude. I appreciate it. Any other topics or points that you wish to make while we got you?
You know what? That was the biggest thing I heard that I want to jump in on. You guys
cool.
are doing fine. You got a good show, and it's entertaining. So I'll give you guys another call sometime.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Have a good night, guys.
Yep, you too, man. Thanks. That was very nice of him to call in. Again, guys, check out his show coming back March 4th, which is tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time till about 9 p.m. He does a lot of what we do, but he puts a really, really funny spin on things. He does a lot of really, really, just really, really inventive segments, which I don't know where he comes up with some of these things that he does. It's just, oh, they're hilarious. I mean, it's like, I don't know if he'll kill me or shoot me for saying this, but he reminds me of, like, Conan O'Brien or something. Like, if you're not a fan of that guy, I apologize, but... I'm a huge fan of Conan, and I think he's hilarious, and that's really what he kind of reminds me of. It's just kind of like a nerdy, modern-day Conan O'Brien that likes to make fun of video games and stuff. It's great. I love it. But,
oh, he sounds like a wonderful guy, really.
Yeah, it is.
I wish
mean,
we had him on sooner.
Well, you know, I actually have to pay him now, so, I mean, wait. Kat,
talking paying real money or nudie pictures? Because I don't know if he's getting a good deal out of that.
Oh, I'm not going to answer that question. Shriggs, are you there, sir? I know you said you wanted to bring up a couple points as well. Shriggs. Shriggs, are you there?
I don't want to know what he's doing back behind stage.
I know. Shriggs, are you there, sir? I'm not sure if you are at your phone or not. Doesn't sound like it. Okay, well, I'll put him back in the screening room, and I will... Empress just asked if you have nudie pics.
I do.
Oh, hi, Shriggs. How you doing?
Hey,
but,
you want me
But Shriggs is too busy looking at him backstage.
Yeah,
Oh, guys, but I just want to chime in.
Wow. Yes, yeah, Shriggs, go ahead.
Yeah, on the Mass Effect 3 thing, I'm just saying, like, with the $10 DLC they're doing, it's not just that it's day one DLC. It's the fact that it's a freaking Prothean you get from it. Something that's been integral to the entire Mass Effect storyline that you have to pay $10 more to get.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we're all kind of in agreement on this issue is what they're doing is wrong. And again, I really hate to not be buying this game because I want to know how it's going to end, but I can't support it until they either, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll buy it when it comes on sale down the line a couple of years from now when the Game of the Year edition comes out and all the DLC.
Well, that might come sooner than you think because Assassin's Creed Revelations was 50% off just last week.
Yeah, well,
that was what, like last October?
That game sucked. Come on. I mean, they're just milking that series, too. So,
it's
you know,
okay,
well, I got half off.
I'll videotape it and put it on YouTube for you.
But see, that's the thing. I'm going to ask you how the story is because even I don't mind spoilers. I mean, if it's something that I'm just like, I'm really into, I'm probably going to be like, shut the hell up and let me play it and let me figure it out. Like Portal 2. If anyone ever tried telling me how that thing ended before I bought it, I'd punch them in the face because I was like, I want to play it because Portal 2 was a great story and Valve did a great job. But, you know, Mass Effect 3, the Mass Effect series, really good stories, very good writing. It's kind of cheesy in some places, but for the most part, it's something that is just more of an enjoyable book than a, you know, mind captivating type of game. I think that Mass Effect 1 was probably the best out of the three, and you know that's kind of stupid saying that because no one's played 3 yet. But I feel that 2 was a lot like Dragon Age 2, where they tried a lot of new things and it worked for the most part. I was very impressed with Mass Effect 2, but I feel that maybe they could have gone a different route with it. And I think that everyone kind of took it a little bit too far with, oh my gosh, it's like the best thing ever. It's like Skyrim. Everyone's like, this game's awesome. Yeah, it's a great game, but it was overhyped as hell, and there's really not a lot to do in the game after you beat the story. So, yeah.
Well, see, I'm a totally opposite. I've played video games for, you know, 20-some-odd years, and the game just really enthralled me. It really did give me that. But I'm a futuristic gamer. I prefer playing futuristic games than I do medieval games. So,
right.
You know, it was a little bit along my line of interest. So it kind of captivated me that way. Upon the fact that I was able to have, you know, same-sex type or bisexual relationships, I thought that was intriguing too because no other game had – it was such a taboo subject in so many previous games that I think it just kind of opened up BioWare and the storyline for me. It just really – there was so much new that hadn't been done before that it just – it really intrigued me in that aspect. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's other games out there that, you know, pique my interest and so forth. But because the genre and because of how they opened up to, you know, the society in a whole and listening to their community speak about, oh, I don't want to get with Garrus, he's too freaking ugly, or I'd much rather get with Ashley or whatever.
Right.
Female. I mean, they allowed Dale that
Shepherd
to happen.
With Rex.
Thanks, Riggs. I appreciate that mental picture. That's a wonderful
thing. Mind fuck.
Right? Really? I mean, like, that's just... Ew, I'm not going to have nightmares now.
Oh, come on. He's a stud.
Well, this is what you get for leaving me here.
Well, you know, you volunteered for the job. It's not like I have a gun to your head. So, so come on now.
No, I enjoyed the show.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, apparently we actually have listeners, so that's news to me. I mean, I was like, oh, cool, so it's someone's listening. That's,
apparently
that's
one of those listeners isn't Shriggs because he wasn't answering the phone.
Yeah, seriously. too busy.
There's a time delay on the thing.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
I was listening on my headphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever.
You, sure.
Excuses, we do. But, you know, moving on to... The next portion, we only have about 15 minutes left of the live show. So, Kat, we're going to move on to our music stuff. So why don't you explain that, since you kind of spearheaded the idea for this segment, which I thought was brilliant, by the way. So why don't you give us a little bit more info?
Yeah, what we did for this episode is we just, and we may continue to do it down the line every maybe once a month or so forth, and if you have any suggestions on some music as well, we'd love to hear them. You can, you know, give us the link, you can email us, call in, tell us about it. If you're a new music band or something that you have coming out, a type of music coming out, and you want us to kind of get it on air or let us know about it, we'd love to hear from you too. We just kind of put together a couple of bands and songs that kind of touched us a little bit on what we would listen to or what we think would work really well with gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Music makes a game. I mean,
no, it does.
There's some brilliant, brilliant music. Star Wars, obviously, has the brilliant music. So music pretty much makes the game. As you're gaming, what kind of music do you listen to? When you're making video games and you're out there, you know, rolling faces, what kind of music do you put to those videos?
Yeah.
So, Daz and I put together a couple of songs, and here they are.
We are going to go your pick, my pick. So, we'll start off with the first one is from a band called The American Life, I believe. Is that correct, Kat?
Yeah, it's actually
okay.
Now Made You. They were previously
okay.
The American Life, and they had some readjustments, and they changed their name to Made You.
Okay, cool. And this clip is from the song We Are Alive. Kat, why did you pick this song?
Because I love the beat to the song. I love, I can just picture myself out in the PvP zones with my team and just,
okay.
You know, rolling with it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, I can't talk today apparently, so. We'll just move on with, this next clip is actually something that Atlar, one of my StarCraft II buddies, is kind of turned me on to this really alternative, like, electric type of music. The song is called Doomsday, and I believe the artist is called Nero. So, yeah, let's take a listen. I mean, there's really no reasons as to why I wouldn't pick this song.
Good song.
Thank you. I normally play this, that type of music when I do first-person shooters because it's kind of a constant thump beat type of music. And I play a lot better when it's consistency and there's something that I'm listening to that's consistent. So, well, whether it's if I listen, which really sounds stupid because PvP and, you know, competitive gaming is not consistent whatsoever. But, like, I remember in my World of Warcraft days, I would raid to Scatman. I would, no idea why. I would listen to that song for 4.5 hours. I would just listen to that song for like 4.5 hours and just raid. No idea why. So, yeah. This song really kind of reminds me of those clips where, you know, you got the Lone Gunman just like melting face, and then the title screen rolls, and it's like, you know, Call of Duty 97, the same game for 5 years. So I tried. The next one is from, is it Bangers? Is that really the name of the band? Okay. This is from
looking up porn sites.
Well, I didn't think so, but band names have really weird names. So, I mean, this clip is from the song called The Villains. Yeah, not my type of music, but Kat, reasons for picking this one?
Actually, I pictured that with a video going from one scene to another, like not a consistent PvP video, but from one PvP to somebody else doing a PvP and just kind of moving kind of along really fast. By the way, the Bangers are straight from Cornwall, United Kingdom.
Wow.
And you can download everything that they've recorded from bangersbangers.bandcamp.com.
Wow, that sounds such like a porn site. It's ridiculous. Bangers, Bandcamp. Just like, really? I mean, wow. Okay. But no, I actually completely agree with that. That actually, now that you said that, I'm actually picturing that in my head and going, okay, that makes sense. So, this next song that I picked is from a Christian band. I know. Oh, Christian band.
It's not music.
I know. It's not music. It's not real music. But this band is called Thousand Foot Crutch, one of my favorites in the Christian genre music. And they actually have a lot of really good head-thumping music. So let's take a listen. All right.
Wow,
so,
I really like that.
Thank you. Another couple of good bands I would recommend is Skillet. They also have a lot of really, really good head-thumping music as well. I mean, Christian artists really surprise you when they come out with certain CDs and certain songs. You're like, wow, that was actually really good. But anyway, this song I would mainly use for a montage. It has a lot of good transition beats. It has a lot of good special effects. Beat rhythms that you can kind of play off the drums and the cymbals and stuff, you know, kind of doing like a freeze frame type of stutter or maybe like a flash flash stutter to fade screen type of thing. So
that is
why I picked that one. Kat, your last one is from the band Bark. Rawr! So their song is called Insane. Any reasons to why you picked this clip? And
yeah, it was actually different. I mean, it was mm-hmm. something that, you know, because I'm used to that previous song that you just played in the Mayview. I'm used to that's along my lines of music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this one is a little bit different and can actually be used for pretty much anything in any video.
Okay. That's fair. Let's take a listen.
I woke up in the morning and nothing was alright.
I like it. It has a kind of
it
like
has
a
more of electrical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It kind of feel, has a feel more of a organic feel to it. It's
right.
Just
they
more
are
like,
they're a Norwegian band, and they usually do a lot of world electric sounds and layers of rhythm and atmosphere. And they actually use a lot of their instruments are samples of machines, nature, people, transportations, and all kinds of different stuff. So they're a simple band that kind of mixes different stuff into it.
That's pretty cool. For those of you who are wondering when the Guild Talk is going to come up, after the last portion of this, we will be going into Guild Wars. Just for a brief segment here. I'm not sure if we'll be able to do it on the live portion. So if that happens, everything will still be recorded, but you'll just have to listen to the podcast to get the Guild Wars stuff. My last song for this particular segment here is from a techno artist or electrical music artist, whatever you want to call him. It's called Wolfgang, and he did a rendition of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And I thought this was really interesting. The clip is 1 minute and 6 seconds long, mainly because you really kind of have to hear a good portion of the song to really appreciate it. So you'll kind of understand why in just a second here. No explanation needed for that one.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I know. The first time I heard that, my ears pretty much orgasmed. It was ridiculous. I was like, I'm sorry, did that just happen? Yes, it did. Okay. Yeah, that was, oh my gosh, that song was ridiculous. It was crazy. I will...
Wow, I wish it was your ear.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just say,
yeah,
you're not
great.
A badass until you go 20 kills, 3 deaths at any game while listening to Nyan Cat.
Wow.
Shrinks,
I am a douchebag. Don't know how to play my class? Still do 20k DPS.
I'll attract the enemy with my human call. I'm so wasted. I'm so wasted.
Shut up, Spriggs. Be quiet. Nanya, really? Nanya Cat? No.
Just go backstage and keep looking at my pics.
Oh, gosh. Seriously. Oh, my. Okay, so I'm going to leave that one to its fly. We are going to move on to Guild Wars 2 just briefly. The next show, Kat, what is our next show? I don't even remember what next week is being planned. Do we have a guest next week?
We have a guest next week, and our guest is going to be Massachusetts Digital Gaming Institute, and they're going to tell us a little bit about games, developers, what they're looking for in graphic artists, and how you can actually become one in their virtual challenge.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Well, guys, thank you very much for listening to the live portion of Box Heads here on CoreBoxMedia.com. If you wish to get in touch with us, please follow us at any of the media outlets, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. That is all /CodeBoxMedia. Twitter is @CodeBoxMedia and all the other fun stuff. Thank you to Shriggs, our wonderful caller. Thank you for the almighty Emperor for calling into the show. And for the live show audience, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. And if you want to listen to the podcast version, please do. So moving on to the podcast here. Welcome, podcast listeners. Hello. One thing, Kat, I want to kind of bring up is Guild Wars 2. I know that you and me are pretty stoked for this because we have seen a lot, and I actually made some notes here to talk about real quick. I don't want to keep everyone too much longer here, but the notes I have is in their gameplay, in their trailers, they're actually showing gameplay footage. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
I'm like,
amazing.
I'm just like, okay, so this is what the game's going to look like. Wonderful. Unlike Star Wars, where all their stuff is all pre-rendered, really sweet stuff. And
well,
I'm like, okay.
It looks like that. Why?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's sad because they, in the Star Wars trailers, they actually have to have little small letters, not actual game footage. I'm like,
ooh.
No kidding. What?
You won't actually look like this.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, the moment we can do that, one, I don't think there's a computer on Earth that can run that, except for, like, some weird government computer. There's no way an Xbox could ever run that or anything, so I'm...
The Watsonmobile!
Well, you know, the Watsonmobile might be able to. That is very true. The other three things that I want to talk about briefly is World versus World. PvE and PvP are not balanced from each other, and mobs actually have AI and actually do things instead of stand there and go, okay, kill me. So, Shriggs, real quick, why don't we get your take on I'll let you talk about the mobs with good AI. I'll give you that one.
Okay, so for what I've seen, like, if anyone's been following Terra, it's going to work similar to that, where the mobs, they have their own dodging and their special abilities and their stuns, and it's like fighting dungeon bosses or mini-bosses just out in the world. It's just the way to put it. They'll dodge your big attacks. They won't sit around and take damage. They'll block if they can block. And it's just going to be a bit better, meatier experience to fight something that's not, I hit you now, now you hit me, now I hit you, now you hit me.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, everything I see about this game just makes me want to get into beta and go, okay, is it really going to be like this, or are they just giving us puff and smoke? And from all the videos I've seen that Total Biscuit has done and all the other game footage that people have come out, it's like, okay, they're not bullcrapping people. They're actually saying, this is what you're going to be able to do. Not, well, we have really good
you
story,
might be able to do this.
And you're going to be able to do this, but not when the game launches because we haven't even fixed out all the other bugs yet, and we're still working on actual basic things that should have been in the game before launch, and blah, blah,
right.
blah.
They're showing it in their gameplay footage. They're showing exactly what they say they're going to deliver.
Yeah. I just...
When I saw it, basically they spoke to me directly and say, this is what you're going to get to do. Go change your pants. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty much a good way of putting it, Shriggs. Well done.
One of the videos I saw that really kind of made me go wow was Kat, I think it was something that you posted on the Edge of Insanity Facebook group page. By the way, check them out, Edge of Insanity Guild. It's going to be awesome. Or it's an adult mature guild. Please actually be an adult if you're going to apply because we don't want kids. Because people there have interest
in our guild is why we have kids.
Yeah, that's very true. Wow, I'm going to hell for that one. Okay, thank you, Kat. I appreciate that. Tuning in with what... Yeah, anyway. What was I saying, Shriggs? I was talking to you about something, and then I completely lost my train of thought, and I don't remember what it was now.
We were talking about AI, then we were talking about Star Wars.
Thank you. Okay, so the video that I saw was, again, like I said, the video that you posted on the Facebook page was Massively's Guild Wars 2 beta montage. And at the very end, close to the very end, was someone fighting an underwater shark. And all of a sudden, the shark puts up a net that they can't get around, and the shark starts to swim away.
Isn't that insane?
I was like, oh, that's
just, like, blown away. Like, no, he didn't.
I was sold on the game right there. I was like, hey, if they spend that much time on their AI, I can imagine how their good their game's going to be.
It'd blow me away if the mob flicks me off. I'd be like, no way! Smack me down.
You know, if that happens, this game needs to be given lots of medals and awards.
yeah.
I mean, if a char comes up to me and gives me the double bird and just goes, F you, and hits me with an axe, that's awesome. I mean, that's great. The next thing I want to talk about briefly is PvE and PvP are not balanced around each other. They're completely a whole set of different everything. Different set skills, different gear, different blah, different everything.
This is something I've been begging for so many years.
Yeah, I think everybody has since the days of, you know, Ultima Online and Dark Age of Camelot, and, you know, even Vanilla WoW had this, mm-hmm. for those of you who don't remember.
WoW still has this.
No, it doesn't. World of Warcraft PvP is next to nothing, and it's terrible, and it's all just a bunch of jokey, stupid stuff. But I'm very excited for this. I think that this is going to be one of those MMOs where I can actually enjoy PvP again, because that's usually my main reason for playing an MMO is PvP. I don't mind raiding. Raiding is fun, but you know, I'm kind of restricted on time. And PvP is something that you can go into, play six matches in about, you know, an hour and actually accomplish something. So, Kat, I'll let you take this one briefly as well. I know that you and me have talked about this a while, and go ahead and incorporate the world versus world in there as well.
Basically, just for those who don't know, the Guild Wars 2 PvP system is extremely, extremely phenomenal. If you've ever played Dark Age of Camelot, it's a lot like that. They're going to have three servers, and each side or faction fights for a neutral area, which is in the middle. So you kind of go into that little battleground, and you kind of fight over keeps. You can make sieges. You can repair your keeps. It's just absolutely mind-blowing how their PvP is set up. I'm really looking forward to this. Usually, the raiding is good, but usually when I raid, it's because I'm trying to get gear as an alternative to my PvP gear until I can get up there in levels. And just raiding, plain raiding to me does not give me any incentive. I am a PvPer, and this is just dedicated PvP. So it's really wonderful. If you haven't seen it, you can go to the Codebox Media website, and we'll have it up there for you. And again, just to kind of give a plug here, Edge of Insanity is the Boxhead's guild website, or Guild Wars 2 guild. So we're going to be, and it's all PvP. So, I mean, we'll do raiding and stuff, but the PvP is going to be our focus.
Yeah, well, that's another thing I really like in Guild Wars 2 is their PvE content is kind of integrated into PvP as well. So, at least that's how it was for the first one, where you would unlock skills in PvE and carry them over to the PvE stuff that you've unlocked. So, but from what it sounds like, everything's all going to be on, you know, like an actual MMO server, not as in Guild Wars 1 had, a bunch of weird zoning things, which I couldn't stand whatsoever. And,
right.
But
you had to find out where your friends were at, and then
go
over to that.
It was annoying and frustrating, and it was a good game, but it was frustrating. The last, like you mentioned, World PvP is something that has not been in an MMO since the days of Ultima Online and Dark Age of Camelot. And, you can count Star Wars Galaxies, but that was on such a massive scale, I don't really want to call it that. That was more galaxy versus galaxy type of thing. I mean,
yeah,
it was just,
and it
was, that was
not. It was a totally different concept. There was no keeps that you're trying to take over and things like that. So
yeah, it was ridiculous. Anything else you guys want to really add? I know we really talked about Mass Effect 3 a lot. Next week we will have a guest on, but I would like to cover Guild Wars 2 a little bit more after our interview with the guest. So kind of keep that in mind, guys. If you guys wish to hear some more Guild Wars 2 discussion, The last thing that I have for the show is Star Wars, and just kind of briefly go over why I and myself, Kat, kind of just stopped playing. My guild had a lot of issues with the raiding for some reason. My group, half of them didn't show up some of the time. I was constantly pugging people. I just felt like I was wasting my time. No one really wanted to work for their gear. It was frustrating, and I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll try some PvP. You know, I'm level 50. I have a pretty good class. I know how to play them. And I just got steamrolled because everyone had better gear than I am. And I'm like, great, this is the kind of PvP that it is. It's just all gear-based, and there's no skill-based whatsoever. And I was just like, okay, I don't feel the need to keep paying $15 a month for something that literally pisses me off every time I play it. My wife can attest to this. Like, I would just get constantly mad, and that's something that I don't like doing when I play a video game, because it's something that I should be enjoying and having fun and actually having a good social experience with, especially playing an MMO, and I wasn't. So I was like, eh, it's not worth it anymore. And I was thinking, well, maybe I'll come back after a couple months, maybe after they've maybe hammered out some issues. But after seeing Guild Wars 2 stuff, there's no way, because you pay $60 once and Guild Wars 2 free for the rest of your life. Then all you have to do is just buy the expansions that'll probably come out maybe once a year. So for me, I think that the days of me playing regular quote-unquote WoW clones is over. Because honestly, you know, I was one of those people that were like, well, Star Wars isn't a WoW clone. It has really good stories and stuff. But, you know, once I hit level 50 and my story was done, there was nothing to do. Like, Kat, did you feel that way? I mean, there was...
It is.
There was nothing to do.
Don't even get me started on it. There's really... there's not much.
It was disappointing. Yeah.
Yeah. You read Shrig, my story on Facebook.
Yeah, I did. Shriggs, have you unsubbed yet, or are you going to still kind of stick with it a little bit?
Nah. Like, I'm not even max level, and it still feels like a WoW clone.
Yeah.
Because now I'm trying to just level up as fast as I can to get with the other guys,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just sticking with my main story as a story. But when you don't do anything else, it's just World of Warcraft with sci-fi.
Yeah, And, you know, that's another thing. I don't like the sci-fi genre a lot in video games because it's not usually well done. And I'm always thinking, okay, it's Star Wars, it's BioWare. Those two are a pretty good combination. I have really good faith that this is going to go somewhere, and it didn't. And, you know, the point that Emperor brought up about 40 minutes ago was he said that – not the exact quote, of course, but he said that the – because they're becoming too big, he believes that they might be just kind of throwing things out there and saying, hey, well, you know, everyone buys our stuff anyway. Why not just keep putting stuff out and not really think about it? So I think that that's what they did with Star Wars, unfortunately. And my last argument with that is, well, they spent $2 million on this game. It should be so much more better than this, on a massive scale. Anything that you spend over $2 million on should sure as heck be awesome, especially a video game. But it's like I'm pretty sure that most of that money went to the voice actors, and which I understand because voice acting is expensive. But
yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Voice acting doesn't pay their subscriptions every month.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. I mean, and you know, congrats to BioWare for making one of the fastest growing MMOs to date. That's awesome. You know, I'm very very happy for them that their marketing and their tactics and stuff works. So I mean, it's a lot like EA's Call of Duty, where everyone just buys the same game every year, and I still am baffled by that, and I still get hated by all the fanboys that they're like, Call of Duty's the best thing ever. No, you're retarded. Shut up.
They added a new sniper rifle and a new one. That's enough for $60, right? Yeah?
Yeah, I know, seriously. So, I mean, that's pretty much all I had for this week. Kat, do you have any other topics you'd like to get to real quick or anything? Because I know all of us have other stuff we have to do because we actually have life, shockingly.
No, actually, you pretty much summed up everything that...
In a nice way.
I was kind of, yeah, was pretty much with the Star Wars and Guild Wars. I know we're going to continue. In fact, we'll be discussing Guild Wars 2 as much as possible as we go as it gets closer and everything, so everybody can keep their ears and eyes open on the website for videos and everything that we're going to keep updated. But Star Wars The Old Republic, I'm really sorry and I'm sad that I had to leave that, but it was just very repetitive and didn't offer me as much as I had hoped.
That's very true.
I'd like to tell my guildies out there that I love them, and I'll be seeing you in Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, I will. I will be looking forward to joining your awesome guild. I'm actually kind of scared too, just from some of the things that I've heard stories wise. And you guys sound like a lot of fun. And I've actually never been in an environment where it's actually all adults in one guild. That is actually something very new that I have yet to experience. Most of the guilds that I've ran and have been a part of have been between the ages of anywhere between 13 and, 45. But I think it'll be a really neat experience for me to kind of be in a more of a mature environment. But, everyone's a kid at heart. Who am I kidding? So,
I know what it's like to be in an adult guild.
Okay.
But we're not sitting in rockers.
Yeah. I
joined an adult guild when I was like 15 and raided in Molten Core.
Oh, well, aren't you special? But anyway, guys.
I used to be mature.
Yeah. Keyword used to. But anyway, guys.
Mature is overrated.
It is. Gosh, it so much is. But, guys, thank you very much for tuning in, listening, and putting up with our rant and ramblings. Very much appreciated. Thank you for those who stuck around for the extended edition. You guys get a reward of internet hugs. Yay! Internet hugs. Anyway, please follow us on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook at website address / Codebox Media. We kept it very simple. Twitter's at Codebox Media. YouTube is undergoing some changes. I know there hasn't been a lot of activity. Me and Trigger's been trying to keep up with it the best we can, but I've been having some encoding problem issues, which I've boiled it down to. I think I need to dust out one of my RAM slots because it's not reading it sometimes. So hopefully that'll get fixed, and I'll be working on some more stuff. Shriggs is doing the best he can at keeping up videos. He had to deal with some midterms, so thank you very much, Shriggs, for kind of doing a doubleheader on that kind of stuff. Much appreciated. Good luck with your zombie humans versus zombies at your college. I hope you pwn face and you melt a lot of zombie faces. Just make sure that when you do, you scream random obscenities and just freak people out. So, just be like beep, and then just start shooting people. So, that'll make you look crazy, and no one will want to come near you because they're technically all humans just playing as zombies. So, psychological warfare even works on the dead. It really does.
No, I'm just gonna have my Nerf guns pointed at someone at all times while I'm walking to classes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You're a zombie, aren't you?
Yeah, just like you're a zombie and bash him over the head. Be like, oh, you weren't a zombie. My bad. But, guys, new segment for the YouTube channel is called the Voice Box. Please send your emails with topics, comments, and anything you wish for me to discuss or one of us to discuss in the segments that we put out. The email address is going to be voicebox@codeboxmedia.com. Did I get that right, Kat? Is that the correct wordage?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, cool. I'd really love to start getting you guys really, really involved in our stuff because we are working on a lot of surprises for you guys for the networking and social media stuff. A couple of new changes for the website, and also check out our new podcast page, which is over on boxheads.codeboxmedia.com. Which is awesome because Kat did a great job and it's awesome. You can leave comments on the certain shows that we do and thoughts, ideas, and whatnot. Please email them into the show at boxheads@codeboxmedia.com. To get in touch with all three of us, it is going to be Baz@codeboxmedia.com, Kat@codeboxmedia.com, and Shriggs@codeboxmedia.com. Very simple. We try to strive everyone's simplicity here. But once again, guys, thank you very, very much for listening. Closing words, Shriggs.
Start commenting on the pages with the comics. I want to see comments.
There you go. The art man has spoken. Tell him what you think of his art, guys. Shriggs does an amazing job. He's a wonderful artist, and he needs more feedback. Kat, closing words.
More game porn. Oh, wrong channel. I'm sorry.
Yay, awkward.
I really hope everybody listens in next week because we do have a special guest coming
yes.
in and speaking with us, especially if you're a new developer or you're new to graphics design and implementation. So if you're a student or aspiring developer,
mm-hmm.
Massachusetts Digital Graphics Institute will be there.
Yes. And as always, guys, remember, complaining will get you everywhere. Have you guys come up with your cool slogans yet? No? Okay. I'm the only one? Oh, okay.
Well. Which cool slogans?
You know, like, that you end the show off, everyone says they're cool. Really? You didn't get that email? You fail. I hate you. You ruined the show, Shrig.
He filtered a dash. Daz at codeboxmedia.com.
I ruined the show.
The trash.
There, that's my tagline. I ruined the show.
There you go. Shrigs, I ruined the show. Kat, you should have one by now. I mean, come on. You've known about
this. Could I have one, Kat? Jeez.
Yeah, Shrigs just found out.
Okay, here's mine. Meow.
Okay. There we go. Meow. Okay. Okay, so we're going to try this, okay? We're going to try this live on air or recorded, whatever. What's going to happen is I'm going to say my slogan, and then Kat, you're going to say yours, and then Shrigs, you're going to say yours, and then the show's going to end. How's that sound? Okay? Okay, here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Remember, guys, complaining will get you everywhere.
Meow.
And I ruin the show.